So, 1st of February, 2017, 3:53 in the afternoon. I'm a bit tired, standing beside Orpheus. Coming in close. Behind him now. You can see that there have been some repairs done to the back. There's been some cement added at some point, a couple of different places. I'm walking from behind towards the water. There's not far, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4 meters, let's say, at the water. Everything's open in winter. It feels somehow smaller. You can see right across into the park. Sculpture is very crude from the back, actually. It's almost like it's not meant to be seen from here. It's not meant to be seen from here, but it's almost like it was so not meant to be seen from there, they didn't really spend any time on it at all. The forms are all out of proportion. It comes into view as you circle round. You can see the back, his cape is really like a kind of a backdrop. He's gone a bit more green from the algae over the winter. His face is all green. This is the edge of his cape and his feet. I wonder if the sun burns it off in summer or whether someone actually cleans it. The paint is still on his cheek and eyeball. His neck is cracked. It's been repaired with cement, which has cracked. Has his head come off at some point, maybe, and been stuck back on? Yeah, because it's right. It looked like it might well have done. The Little Mermaid of Frankendal. Of course, he probably wasn't always here. He was probably somewhere else before. Well, maybe he was made for here. Don't know. That's a very big bird. What is that? Long, long tail feathers. Gee. Or is it? It could be some parrot, but it's not the normal parakeets you get here. It's really like a normal green parakeets you see everywhere in Amsterdam. This is different. This is another. I'm going to go around the other side and take it closer. Or is it the woodpecker that I keep hearing? No, I don't think so. That's a big bird. Splayed tail feathers at the back in yellow. The light is silhouetting the main body, so I can't really see, can't really tell the colours. Sitting on top of a big bird box. I don't think it's, I could be its bird box, but Oh, another bird, let me see. Is it gone? Where is it? I should really have a pair of binoculars here. It'd be a good investment. I see it now. It's coming, it's walking down. Definitely some sort of tropical bird. Massive long tail feathers. It is some form of a parrot, I think, as far as I can tell. It is a green parrot, but it's bigger than the ones you normally see. More elaborate tail feathers. Maybe it's different species, I don't know. Oh. You can hear it as it's biting into the bark of the tree, probably looking for some grubs that are trapped in there. That's, yeah. It's found a kind of a hole that it's stuck its head right in. Good view of it now. It's got a sort of reddy crown on its head and a green and yellow back. Okay, I'm going to leave you, my friend. And I'm heading back towards Orpheus, approaching from the south, just over where he's been looking back over my shoulders. What's he looking to? Well, he's looking straight at that tree. I wonder if I can climb onto this plinth without knocking him off. I'm going to give it a go. Bear with. I'm up with him. I'm on the plinth. His head has definitely come off at some time. You see that? Where are you looking? Where is he looking? Yeah, he's kind of looking between the two trees, almost over to the. He's almost looking over to the sort of rounded bench, but. Maybe slightly above and over it. I'm going to try and take a photo. In fact, I'm going to try and take a selfie. Okay, what do I see from here? Well, it's interesting to have this elevation. You see above the hedge. But here, you don't see much, to be honest. You don't see far. But it is interesting to come up higher. Something worth thinking about. Okay, I'm going to attempt to jump down now. what to do with Mr. Orpheus here. Well, I don't know.